Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Vote National come November the 26th. Phil Goff, I'll see you on the campaign trail.
Prime Minister John Key starting his run for re-election with his budget debate speech before Parliament began this two-week adjournment back on May the 19th. But there's still a long way to go before the rest of the House joins Mr. Key on the campaign trail, starting on Tuesday with the resumption of the budget debate, which is likely to last all week. That'll be followed by a short week for the government, which is scheduled to turn the chamber over to backbenchers on Wednesday, June the 15th, for them to make some progress on local, private and members' bills. They'll have to rattle their dags to have any hope of matching their colleagues in the last parliament, which at this stage of its three-year term had passed 15 bills on members' days, 5 local bills, 7 private bills and 3 members' bills, more than double the number passed so far by this parliament, which has put through 2 local bills, 4 private bills and just 1 members' bill. And it might be the only one if the opposition, led by Labour and the Greens, keep up their filibuster aimed at the ACT Party's members' bill to end compulsory membership of student unions, but used in such a way as to delay progress on local and private bills ahead of it on the order paper. And that's currently affecting the Royal Society of New Zealand Amendment Bill, a private bill formally adding the humanities, such as drama and art, to the Society's traditional interest in science, which is coming up for its third Members' Day stuck in its committee stage, to the annoyance of National's Alan Peachey.
It's time that this nonsense stopped. There is support across the House for this bill. And as chairman of the Select Committee that chaired the hearings into the bill, I think it is time that I, at least on behalf of this side of the House, apologise to the Royal Society for the way that this piece of legislation that is very, very important to society is being made a farce by the tactics of the opposition.
Alan Peachey made that criticism during debate on the Royal Society's bill last Members' Day, and Rhys Lyon put it to the member in charge of the bill, Labour's Grant Robertson.
Yep, we're debating the Royal Society bill out quite fully at the moment. The point that I'd make is that, as I've made it in the debate a couple of times, and I tabled the document concerned, there was a memorandum of understanding between the Royal Society and the Council for Humanities, and that's essentially what the bill does, is to bring the humanities into the Royal Society. And in that memorandum of understanding, they gave themselves 5 years to pass the legislation, and it was last year that was signed. So we're certainly well within the Royal Society's target, and it will pass, you know, in good time. I'm sure it'll pass before the election, and that's a good thing. So I don't think Alan should get too outraged, and he's obviously making reference to the voluntary student membership bill that follows on the order paper. And as I say, this is part of the parliamentary process sometimes.
You've just mentioned that voluntary student membership bill. I guess the question has to be, are you dragging out the Royal Society bill to push that VSM bill back?
I mean, I think the important thing to remember is that this happens on Members' Day. And members, you know, choose to come down to the House and make contributions on bills that are in front of the House. And, you know, it's clear that we oppose the VSM bill. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And, you know, there are a lot of ways in Parliament of showing your opposition.
Do you think there might be concern about the fact that a lot of other members' bills won't be coming up for reading if the Royal Society bill's dragged out?
No, look, I mean, I'm sure there will be members. There are lots of members with bills further down the order paper who'd like to see them come forward. But we've certainly got a, you know, the system of Parliament is that private and local bills go ahead of private members' bills. So it's, you know, it's not anything underhand to put the Royal Society bill up ahead. It's just the rules of Parliament put it there, and that's simply how it operates. So yeah, I'm sure there are members who would like to see their bills progress, but when we do come to debate again the voluntary student membership bill, you can be assured that the Labor Party will be putting forward strong opposition to that bill. And I, you know, would challenge Mr. Peachey to say whether he fully supports the voluntary student membership bill, and you know, perhaps he might like to think of some ways that that bill could be adapted so more members of Parliament would support it.
Just finally, just on that bill, the voluntary student membership bill, do you think that it'll come up for its final reading before the end of this term?
That's an interesting question. it will depend on the progress of this bill, and and whatever else might appear on the order paper. So I don't know. I couldn't possibly say.
Grant Robertson talking to Rhys Lyon there, and the answer to that question will emerge during one of the six members' days that could take place before the election. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.